Xenon 1.
I guess we're the same in the county.
We're live. Yeah, it's all over the state.
Sorry. I think it's all over the state.
I'd like to call the meeting of the Board of Adjustments to order at this time. And Mr. Atchley, would you give us the roll call?
All right. Dave Clementson.
Present.
Tom Gideon.
Present.
Tony Mullen.
Present.
Mark Weiss.
Present.
David Nelson.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
All right. And would you give us the explanation for the public hearing procedures?
Okay, I'd like to welcome you this evening to the Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear a single variance request. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance request which is filed with the Planning Department. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for the case is Exhibit B, the staff file including all pertinent information as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for the case to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for the variance request will be read, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon the variance application, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a variance request must be sworn in and will be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. And David, would you like to give us the
yes, please.
Governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. Number one, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. Number two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission, as herein provided. Number three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege. To authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. And we have one case on file tonight. Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Would you like to give us a staff report, please?
Okay. This is case number 2013-3V. The applicant is the Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Representative is James Single. And the property in question's indicated here. It's located at 142 Briggs Road, Branson, Missouri, the Jasper Township, Section 9, Township 24, Range 21. And the request, the applicant, again, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, is requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 3.13.3 and Section 7, Table 3, of the Development Guidance Code requiring a two-family dwelling or a duplex to be served by an on-site served by an on-site septic system to be located on a minimum lot area of 4 acres, or basically 2 acres per dwelling unit. The subject property is a meets and bounds described parcel of property containing approximately 2.7 acres, according to the assessor's information. The property currently contains fire district station number 9, which is served by an individual well and a septic system due to the unavailability of a public or central sewer system. The applicant is seeking to construct a two-family residence, which would essentially be attached to the existing fire station on the 2.7 acre lot. The applicant is requesting a variance from the provisions of these two sections, essentially requiring a duplex to be constructed on 4 acres in order to provide housing for two firefighters and their families on the 2.7 acre lot. And we've got a few different aerial photos of the property. In review, the applicant's requesting a variance from the requirement that a two-family dwelling or duplex served by an on-site septic system shall be located on attractive land with a minimum area of 4 acres, again, in order to allow for the construction of a two-family dwelling, which would be attached to the existing fire station, providing housing for two firefighters and their families on the 2.7 acre lot. The fire district is seeking to attract two firefighting families to Fire Station 9, which currently operates via a single volunteer firefighter. The fire district has indicated that the on-site attached living quarters with full-time on-site firefighters would be a factor enabling the insurance rating to be lowered for the fire district, potentially lowering the cost of homeowners insurance for individual property owners residing within the jurisdiction of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District. The Insurance Services Office, or ISO, provides a public protection classification fire district rating for more than 4,500 fire districts nationwide. And basically, according to the ISO website, through the Public Protection Classification Program, ISO evaluates municipal fire protection efforts in communities throughout the United States. A community's investment in fire mitigation is a proven and reliable predictor of future fire losses, so insurance companies use this information to help establish fair premiums for insurance, generally offering lower premiums in communities with better protection. In summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a variance from the provisions of Section 3.13.3 and Section 7, Table 3 of the Development Guidance Code, requiring a two-family dwelling served by an on-site septic system to be located on a minimum lot area of 4 acres, in order to allow for the construction of a two-family dwelling, which would be attached to the existing fire station and provide housing for two firefighters and their families on the 2.7 acre lot. Second, compliance with all of other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. We've got a couple of just very brief videos here. Let's see. We just did a quick 360 view at the front of the property here. And this is just a quick 360 view of the adjoining area. And then we just took one video basically behind the fire station in the area where the duplex would be constructed. Lord, to see a shade of you.
All right, thank you very much. Mr. Singo, will you rise and raise your right hand, and I'll swear you in. You promise, Chair, promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, off to God.
I do.
Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add to what you've got presented for you?
No, I think it was covered quite well.
Are there any questions from the board members? I have a question on the rating for the, is that for the entire Western Taney County Fire District or just for this area where this?
Well, the rating really applies to the whole, what they do right now is how we're rated. We're rated the incorporated areas, Rockaway, Bull Creek Village, and Hollister, and then all the unincorporated areas then get a separate rating. Now, the only thing that varies on the unincorporated is if there is an area that's over 5 miles from a firehouse, then they get a pretty high rating. But this doesn't count in there. And it does for the number of fire stations. We have three right now that have live-ins, but there's just single firefighter live-ins. And, you know, you get so many points. So we can pick up so many points when they do our overall rating for the more fire stations we have. And if we attach this one, then ISO will count it as a live-in station.
Thank you.
I do have one question. Have you approached the county on the sewer end of it as what they would, what kind of system or anything that they would want you to put in?
We have a well, and there's an existing 1,000-gallon septic system that's in. It's hardly been used. It's been there since 98, I believe, that building. Most we ever had was two people up there, you know, and we've had one now for quite some time.
David?
Yeah, is down here and up there, is that the nearest homes?
Yeah, right next door is the closest one, and I'm not sure how far down Briggs Road. A little ways back on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side of the station, I'm not sure how far back you have to go. And then the one, matter of fact, well, the one right next door to us, he's the gentleman that the fire district originally bought the property from. And heck, for a lot of years, he took care of the property for us and everything until he fell ill health, but...
You guys are going to build out to the...
Off that back.
Off the
corner. Yeah.
Behind that tower there?
Yes. Yes. We're back, yeah, on that side.
Right there?
And that's where it would be attached there. We're going to come right off of there.
That's all I got.
Okay. And I presume you've got the money to do it with.
Yeah, they approved it in the... They approved it in the budget, and I think it probably half of it will be done to, if we get approval for everything. We'll probably start it in the fall. Probably get most, you know, about half of it done, and then probably carry some of it in next year's budget.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Sensing someone needs to make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Been made and seconded by David Nelson and Tom Gideon to approve the variance request. Any further discussion? Call for the vote then, David.
Approve.
Tom.
Approve.
Tony.
Approve.
Mark.
Approve.
Chairman also approves. You have your variance request.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I guess I did have one question. It's a little bit late. No fire pole that they get to slide down.
Really? I don't think we could afford the insurance.
Yeah.
No,
qualifies as an amusement park.
The liability insurance on fire poles, I bet, has come into play over the years.
You'd have to fight the Silver Dollar City over that because now it's an amusement park, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a review of the minutes and in your packet.
Yeah, I've got a question about minutes. So I wanted to be here for that one. I just could not make it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's, what are his future plans? Does he have any?
He's going to build according to our decision.
So he's going to build with 5 inches? And
if he continues,
if he continues.
He's already got the bond up, and he left here with the indication that he was just going to tear it up, but I don't think he has the legal right to do that since it belongs to the Homeowners Association.
Tear up the existing?
Uh-huh. Yeah. He got rather upset because we didn't go along with his request. But
okay.
It's up to the ball's in his court.
That was just
and I presume he'll continue. And I was glad to see in the paper that Taney County was recognized when they were talking about road various counties had for their requirements. This one was, I think they were trying to get 6 inches, and they mentioned that we had a 5-inch standard. So
noticed. I read the minutes. I was very happy with the decision you guys came to. I was just wondering how he is going to proceed from here, and if he's got a bond in place, he can't just decide to go goofy and tear it all up, right?
Well, exactly.
I mean, he can, but he's going to face litigation.
Exactly. Okay. Or possibly.
Or possibly. Okay. That's all I have about the minutes.
Yeah.
Other than that, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'd make a motion to amend.
All right.
One word that was attributed to me on the page 2, the first paragraph, I believe it's line 7, where it says, and that he can identify with the builder. What I believe I said was empathize with the builder, not identify with the builder. Minor, but like it correct.
I think you are correct, is my, I recall. Correction so made. Call for the vote for approval of the minutes as corrected. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. Old and new business?
Really didn't have anything other than I kind of wanted to ask the board as a group your opinion on the section of the bylaws where it speaks to cross-examination. I really have a concern about that personally.
I don't know why. I don't think that... I don't think that personally, I don't think cross-examination from the audience attorneys, if it's relevant to the situation, I'm good for it, but if it's just trying to, it has to be relevant to whatever's been presented, rather than fluff or trying to relevancy.
Well,
I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, and I think at this point, the reason I'm bringing it up, it may be a concern next month, and I think it's too late for me to look at making any amendments prior.
What's coming
to
next month?
Well, there's an application where one party has an attorney that I think will likely want to cross-examine.
Okay, I think that as it's set up now, they can ask the board questions. But as far as cross-examining a participant in the audience or a petitioner, I don't know if this is the correct forum for it.
I think they'll likely want to cross-examine me.
Yeah,
and I don't really want to get into the particulars of the case. I don't think that would be appropriate.
The last time
know.
But
and that's kind of hard for you because of the position that you're in, dealing with them up front with the application and the whole type of thing. So you're involved
exactly.
And you're actually part of it on both sides.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I don't want to tell you.
It gets a little.
Mr. Clementson, what do you
think? Is he going to follow the example previously said, do you think? Or has he...
It's the same party, so I feel like it's highly likely that...
Are you staff, or are you part of the board?
I'm staff.
You're staff. So, what do you think?
He is a witness to the
proceedings.
Yeah.
You know?
I just didn't know, and I'm not necessarily thinking about this specific application, but I just wondered if we ought to revisit it for future applications, possibly.
In the past, the previous person in your position would be asked direct questions, and whether that's cross-examination or just...
I don't know, it's a...
I'm just wondering if it's part of the legal process, since we're a quasi-judicial, type of a commission, that might be why it's there, for a reason, in case this goes forward. Mm-hmm. And if it was taken away, would we have lesser standing? That would be my only concern.
I would recommend that we let our attorney answer that question for us.
Okay.
And now you can do that without having to get approval from the commission.
Exactly.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
Please.
Exactly. But that was really the only item I had, is I just...
Because if I don't swear you in, then actually...
Well, but you can't swear him in.
Well, I did.
Yeah,
I did. Not that night, but I did the next night.
And I don't even know if this will come... If that will come up at the next meeting, but I just think there's a high likelihood that it will.
I think the cross-examination was put there to stop the cross-examination of the whoever talked before Mr. Smith. Mr. Joe gets up and cross-examines Mr. Smith.
It can't be that.
It's not supposed to be that.
It has
no.
to be the petitioner.
Right, and I think that's why the cross-examination is there. To keep the audience from cross-examining everybody that comes up and talks.
Well, I think I can probably handle that portion of it.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You can, actually. Very good. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good.
I don't think you can handle your end. You kind of got a two-way street.
So do we have a meeting scheduled for, do we have... case for on the agenda?
At this point, we've got two, I believe. Yeah, two applications. So.
Well, is there anybody that can do if the possibility is there that they're going to cross examine you?
What's the
should you be sitting there, or should you be in the audience, or should you be?
Maybe.
Because here you're staff.
Exactly.
And that, I don't... talk to the attorney.
It does. It gets a little sticky. Yeah. It does get a little...
Well, a lot of people go on vacation in July, Bob. You might get out.
That is another option.
Yeah. Tahoe's nice.
Bonita could talk for you. What is that date? Do you have it there for next July?
I don't know if I brought my calendar. I've got. Let's see. It would be the
17th.
Yeah, it's the third Wednesday, right? So it'll be July 17th.
I'll be on vacation.
I could extend my vacation.
I could actually.
I can't take it from.
I'm not feeling well.
I can't take it from West Plains
for the 17th.
So. All right. I think maybe we ought to adjourn this meeting.
Yeah, I move to adjourn.
Second,
third.
Thank you.
It's done.